Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mary's Unique Signature District 4-H agent, Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
I think it's your first one of the new year, so Happy New Year. I think we had you on Christmas Eve, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to all of you, too.
And it's looks like we're already almost halfway through the month of January as well, and with that comes, you said 4-H Presentation Day coming up, and go ahead and get started.
All right. Well, yes, it used to be called 4-H Day or Club Day, but we've changed it to 4-H Presentation Day because it's all about our 4-H members giving presentations, and they can give dramatic presentations, musical presentations, they can give speeches and different presentations like that, or they can even do model meetings and gavel games and learn about parliamentary procedure. So it's a little bit of everything, but we feel like 4-H Presentation Day really sums it up a little bit better than 4-H Club Day. But ours here in the Meridazine District will be February 22nd. We have lots of different events you can do. You can do, like I said, there's a little bit of something for everything. We have demonstrations and illustrated talks, project talks, public speaking. We have a digital media presentation, so if you're wanting to do something on slide, or like, you know, a PowerPoint, which that's probably an old term, but, you know, any of those other things, movies, digital platforms, you can do impromptu speeches, you can do interpretive reading, historical speeches. We have a career exploration presentation where you basically research a career that is new to you and then make a presentation about that career. We also have Show and Share, and Show and Share is for 5 to 9-year-olds, and that is basically a short show and tell presentation. So they bring something in, they tell the judge about it, and they get some feedback, but it is a participation-only event, so they don't actually get judged like the others. The other things that I'm going to go over, our 4-H'ers are judged, and they are against a standard. So they'll get like the red, white, you know, blue, purple ribbons, just like we do at fairs. If you want to do some musical things, we have instrumental or piano solos. We have ensembles, bands, and orchestras. We have vocal solos. We have vocal ensembles and choruses. We have solo dance. Dance ensemble and dance group. We have lots of different things for you to do. We also have model meeting and gavel games. So there are lots of things that you can do. You can do skits, plays, a little bit of everything here. Drama, if you want to do some solo or duo acting or solo or duo novelty performances, we have something for everyone. So like I said, that's going to be actually February 22nd here. And anybody can come in and, you know, go into different rooms and see what our 4-H'ers are doing. If you're new to 4-H, this is a great way to kind of learn a little bit more about how to give some of these talks and what goes into the prep of them. So you're welcome to come and visit. It will be at Prairie View Middle School here in Lansing, Kansas. And like I said, it's on February 22nd, and we'll have a schedule coming out as it gets closer. The main thing is if you're a 4-H member in the Meridazine District and you want to be involved in our 4-H Presentation Day on February 22nd, we do have our registration open, and it does need to be in by January 24th because then we turn around and send out kind of a let you pick when you want to do what date or what time you want to go for each of those rooms and let you pick your schedule. So January 24th is for everyone to register if they're one 4-H member who would like to participate in 4-H Presentation Day. And for those of you who maybe just want to come out and see grandkids or what our kids are doing, February 22nd at Prairie View Middle School is our presentation day.
Right around the corner, make sure you guys get signed up. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent, Jessica Flory.